Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Where would Strictly Ballroom be if it wasn't for this song? Love is in the
air. Oh, look.
It might still be good, but would it be quite as distinctive?
Just be lamb chops. That was the best phrase ever in that film. When it was a term of endearment. The president of the Ballroom Dancing Association called his wife that.
Lamb chops.
Yeah, it's a very sweet name. No darling or sweetie or anything like that. Lamb chops.
I said it once and I'll say it again. Yeah. Larissa's a lucky woman, Aaron. This Saturday, May 28th, is the National Day of Thanksgiving. It's a day you can just take the time to say thank you to somebody in your life or in your community who might go a bit unnoticed and unappreciated. And there are some beautiful, creative ways people are approaching this day.
Like Faye Holland, who's on the phone with us this morning. G'day, Faye.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And now, are you okay in the weather this morning? Are you getting blown away?
Yes, we are. It's wet and wild.
Uh-huh.
It started about 2:30 this morning.
Oh,
did it wake you up?
No, I think I was awake.
Oh.
But then the wind started.
Oh, goodness, have you got all the garden gnomes inside?
Oh, yes. We do.
Excellent. Now, can you tell me what you're doing for the National Day of Thanksgiving?
Yes, we're giving morning tea this morning to the Salvation Army people. And tomorrow morning we're giving morning tea to a community centre in Manly. Both groups of people help the poor and needy, and particularly the homeless. So the Salvation Army, of course, have just had their big door knock appeal. And because a lot of us work on their soup kitchen, we thought it was most appropriate that we should thank them because their work is so tireless. And they just absolutely wonderful with the homeless people.
Fantastic. Good. Which is actually a bigger problem in Manly than most of us realise, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. And particularly this time of the year, in winter time. I'm sure they find it very difficult to find accommodation and look after themselves, so they come every day, I think 6 days a week, to the Manly Soup Kitchen, so the Salvation Army people roster that and monitor that, and our local churches are involved with that, so we thought it was appropriate that we should thank them because they work so hard.
And you know what? That would mean so much as well to know that you care enough to make some morning tea and go down there and say thank you for that. Oh, you're just making people's day. Good on you, Faye. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's wonderful to be able to do it, actually.
Kathy is one of those people that would like to be I worked it out. There's the thanker and the thankee.
Ooh.
Or Thanksgiving-er and Thanksgiving-ee. Let's just stop.
Let's see if that catches on.
It's not going to fly. Kathy, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Kathy, who do you think needs a big thank you this year?
My friend Janda Tanner in the community of Westleigh. She's an amazing fundraiser for the local schools, Thornley West Public School, and also for the two local preschools. And last year she actually ran a campaign to save the local preschool, Westleigh Nursery and Preschool, and worked with the mayor, ran petitions, and even got us on Channel 7 News. So she's just spent hundreds of hours working away tirelessly for the community, and she doesn't get thanked.
Oh, Janda, you legend.
We should correct this non-thanking business and let's get her thanked right now, I think. Absolutely. Well, we'll send out on your behalf a Thanksgiving Day card and also a double pass to see the movie Get Low. What do you reckon?
That's fantastic. So appreciate it.
And that doesn't really even match up to all the work she's done, but still it's an acknowledgement of what she's done. It's a token.
Exactly.
Acknowledgement. Absolutely. That's what a champion. And good on you for nominating her too, Kathy.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Lisa's got another really great member of our community to thank. G'day, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, who can we help you thank?
My neighbour, a couple of doors down. Her name is Sharon Fitzgerald, and she's been a real angel. My mother was visiting from America and came down with appendicitis and had to have emergency surgery.
Oh, no.
And this lady works in the hospital system. She stepped up. She said, let me help you. Mom was in the hospital for 4 weeks. This lady was ringing doctors for me and getting her admitted to rehab and getting the OTs on the case and getting her the best care. And when it turned out that I wouldn't be able to take her home, she didn't come out of the anesthetic well, she found a spot in a respite home nearby where I was told none existed.
Oh.
A really lovely place. She just, I really just feel like she's been my angel of mercy. I didn't know her all that well. She just came over and said, let me help you. And, you know, wouldn't let me do much to thank her, but she saved my life.
Just incredible. We would love to just give her a token on your behalf, and we'll write her a card. We'll give her a double pass to see Get Low at the movies and just let her know how much you appreciate her.
That would be fantastic. I think she's a really, really special lady.
The Humpbacks are back in Sydney. I'm not talking about myself before the physio gave me those posture exercises. I mean the beautiful whales that migrate past our coast every year. And here's a man who gets paid to go out on boats and take pictures of them. From Whale Watching Sydney, photographer Jonas Liebschner. Not a bad day's work, is it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Do you still get excited when you see the whales come through?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for quite a while now. I've been doing this for 4 years now, and basically every day I still get excited. Basically, my job is to take pictures of the whales, and they do jump every once in a while. It does happen quite a lot, and if they do it for the very first time and I do get a picture of it, I do actually shake a little bit. I do get an adrenaline rush, and if I do miss it, I'm actually a little bit grumpy. So, yes, I do get excited every day pretty much.
Is it a bit scary when if you're in a boat and these guys start coming close to you? Because they're massive animals.
Yeah, but they know exactly where we are. Like when we have our engines running, the whales have excellent hearing, and they do come very close every once in a while, but they know exactly where we are, what we're doing. So, and they're friendly animals in the end, so I've never been scared on a boat. Like in the end, I'm on a pretty big boat, so I think we should be fine.
And how many of them are you seeing around so far this year?
Yeah, well, we're just at the beginning of the season. The season starts sort of in the middle of May and goes all the way to December. So I'd say per day there's maybe 15, 20 whales passing Sydney at the moment. And when we're out there, we'll probably end up seeing one or two. But those numbers will build up. And June, July is usually the peak season. So we'll expect to see maybe 150 or even more passing Sydney. But on an average, you see maybe 2-3 whales on a trip.
That's not too bad. Where are the best places in Sydney to spot a whale?
Yeah, well, obviously on our boats, but if you have to be on the shore, it doesn't really matter anywhere really. Like if you get to a high place, maybe somewhere, let's say Ben Buckler, something like that, the whales will be passing reasonably close to the coast. They're looking for a current which is flowing north. They're on their way north at the moment. And you can probably see them from the coast. There have been a couple of reports that they were just in the breakers of Bondi and Coogee a couple of days ago. So if you have a little bit of time and you just sit up on the coast, I'm pretty sure you'll see something at some point.
Wow. How long will they stay in the neighbourhood?
Not too long. Basically, they're just swimming along. They're not swimming too fast, but they're not really stopping for anything. Like, they're basically on a mission getting north to mate and to give birth. But if you see them, you probably have a window of a couple of hours of swimming them past until they basically leave your sight. But yeah, you'll have a good chance of seeing them.
Great. And that's for the next few months?
Yeah, definitely. Like the northern migration happens till August, September. So from now on until August, September, all the whales will be passing Sydney fairly close. So you should be able to see them. And by August, September, they're coming back down. And you get mothers and calves coming back down, like newborn calves, and they will be actually a lot closer because the mothers look for protection, and that usually is very, very close to shore. You might even get a couple of whales swimming inside the harbour, and that, of course, is very exciting for everyone. But, yeah, you can definitely see them from the cliffs at the moment.
Great. And just before we let you go, do you have a favourite whale fact you've learned about them along the way?
Like, over the years, there's obviously a lot of things I've seen, and I still see new things every day, but the sheer fact that this may be like sound a little bit stupid, but the fact that they can hold their breath for so long, like they can hold their breath for over 2 hours, can dive down 3 kilometers, and yeah, they're just amazing animals. And obviously the size of them, like up to 30 meters long, the big ones, like blue whales, humpbacks usually around 15 meters long, but yeah, it's amazing.
Incredible. Well, we're pretty jealous of your job right now, Jonas. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Yep, not a problem. Have a good day.
You too. Yes. Photographer with Whale Watching Sydney, Jonas Liebschner, and their website with his incredible photos. We'll have a link up on our Aaron and Helen Facebook page for you as well. This guy is in the ARIA Hall of Fame, not to mention generations of Aussie record collections. He's had singles hit the charts in the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. Now Strictly Ballroom's taken to the stage as a musical. His songs are probably going to get discovered by another generation, head back up the charts. John Paul Young, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever had your songs in a musical before?
Well, yes, actually, I did. I just did, and still in the process of getting involved in a little musical called Van Park. And they slotted yesterday's hero into the end of that. So
great.
That sort of made a bit of sense.
Excellent. And
yeah.
You haven't been approached at all, have you, to sing any numbers in the Strictly Ballroom?
I think it's a little bit early. I think they're looking at putting this on in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe towards the end of the year or something. I hope somebody gets the good idea.
Yeah. How good would that be? You come out in a sparkly suit at the end, sing it live?
Yeah, I'd have to do something else, though. I couldn't just be employed to do that. I don't think they'd like that. They'd want to put me to work.
Yeah. Well, there were three songs of yours in the movie, weren't there?
Yes, there is, yes. Yesterday's Heroes in there and Standing in the Rain's in there as well, yeah.
Surely. That's a night's work.
Yeah, it is. It is. Absolutely.
Good. I actually love looking back at that original music video for Love Is in the Air. Do you ever miss those 70s hairstyles?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, I used to have my hair permed, you know.
Excellent.
And every now and again it would drop. And it was never a very attractive look, the drop perm.
Uh-huh.
But you know, yeah. I was a bit of a fashion victim back in those days.
With possibly the most infectious smile in the country. It still makes me grin to look at it. So cute.
I hope so.
These days, you're involved in lots of charitable work as well, just back from the Variety Bash. Did you get up on the car and belt out a tune?
Every now and again, yes. When the mood takes me. I also, if the... It's normally at a school I do it, and if the teachers are hot to hear a song, then that's normally what'll happen. Yeah, I'll put the backtrack in their CD player, whatever they've got, and do an impromptu.
Fantastic. And it's always nice, John, to see our rock stars on the right side of the law. What have you been up to with the New South Wales Police lately?
Oh, God, I thought you were going to talk about me losing my licence.
No!
Well,
no.
That did happen, but that was last year. Yes, I've been involved with the community community policing program, and it was very educational and very sobering, actually. You know, to see the kind of work that the police can get up to, and it's a very stressful. I think is, you know, probably getting close to the kind of work they do. Is there's always. They're always being watched, you know, whether it be by the public or by their superiors, or, you know, whether they're at work or not. They have this reputation to uphold and to keep straight, you know, and it's it must be an immense pressure on them.
Mm. And so, what did you have to do? Did you actually get in there and have to fire a gun and operate a breath test? And
no, we weren't allowed to fire guns, but we were allowed to. Have a little play at the target practice, and I think that's done with compressed air.
Right.
And we were allowed to have a little go on the skid pan at the driver training section out at Goulburn, and we were in the cars as passengers in a mock for suit. And I've been involved in, you know, racing cars with the Grand Prix celebrity race, and. And that was a wonderful thing. But this, I mean, these guys actually do the same sort of thing you do on a racetrack, except with one added danger, and that is they've got cars coming towards them.
Oh,
you know. So, and it really is quite an eye opener. You know, when you go around this training track in Goulburn, and you have another patrol car coming towards you at the same time as you're apparently trying to, stop an offender. So it's really quite scary. But these guys are very highly trained.
Well, we're looking forward to dancing in the aisles to your music at the Lyric Theatre when Strictly Ballroom opens here in 2013. Thank you so much, John Paul Young.
Great. Thank you very much, Helen.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.